Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another Monday, the 18th day of November 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Where to start? Well, we obviously have the tornadoes and damaging storms that have swept across the Midwest. Six left dead, hundreds left slightly injured, more than 30 injured seriously. And debris has been found 116 miles away. Damaging winds have blasted Cleveland, Pittsburgh. We're going to be breaking some of that down today, obviously, but that pales in significance. We've always had natural disasters, and our prayers and thoughts go out to those. What is the big enchilada is what was my top story yesterday on the Sunday show, and is still our top story, and I'm tempted to open the phones up in the second hour for the military to call in, former military or current military, to give your take on this. But report Israel, Saudi Arabia cooperating on possible attack on Iran and nuclear weapons transfers to Saudi Arabia. This is a big, big deal. And so we're going to be talking more about that. Also, U.S. war readiness in jeopardy as pilots flee, part of the ongoing purge. Michael Maloof is reporting on that at worldnetdaily.com, so we're going to be looking into that. The producers got a catch on the broadcast. I appreciate them doing that. He's under the weather, but he's going to come on the show because it's so important. James Tague, who was the only other person other than JFK and Governor Connally to be shot 50 years ago this Friday, he was basically threatened by the FBI. Then the information was kept out of the Warren Commission. He was finally able to testify later in the Warren Commission, but he was kept out of the first of it. Made big national headlines at the time. He obviously has the intel and knows what really happened, as anyone who was there and witnessing it would. He was right there, folks. Grassy knoll, whole nine yards. He was just right across the street from it. Got hit by a bullet fragment in the face. There were just bullets flying all over the place. The limousine, the open-air limousine, the convertible limousine looked like a Swiss cheese block that had been attacked by rats. There were so many bullet holes in it. Of course, they stripped it out and refurbished it immediately as part of the cover-up. You can see it at the LBJ Presidential Library today. And you know, the big news is everybody knows, at least 90-plus percent know, the government killed Kennedy. Criminal elements did, but They're actually trying to ban not just free speech at Dealey Plaza, but in downtown Dallas. The mayor, who I guess is now God, like Kim Jong-un, says you're not allowed to hand out flyers, you're not allowed to have banners, you're not allowed to, and the courts are even saying, well, actually, you can't do that. So they've already had to back off some, but we're going there. Wednesday night, I'm going to be down there. They're already putting barricades up today. Thursday night and Friday, I'm going to be down there exercising my First Amendment. And it won't matter. I don't even need to go into the whole Grassy Knoll area where they're going to have 5,000 selected establishment guests. I'm going to be outside of it where all the media is at, pointing out the censorship. See, when they engage in censorship and manipulation, they win if you don't challenge it. It blows up in their face if you do challenge it. So we're going to be down there. We've got a lot of interesting First Amendment surprises coming up. So definitely want to be part of that, folks. But my issue is James Tague shot. Imagine, you'd think three people were shot. JFK, Governor Connally, and James Tague. You would think somebody who got shot would be one of the 5,000. No, he's tried to get in. He's not allowed to because he doesn't believe the official story. Unbelievable litmus test. Unbelievable proof. He's popping in at the bottom of the hour. Then Dr. Christopher Busby has breaking news on nuclear atomic radiological contamination of the West Coast. This is breaking bombshell. Bombshell news in the third hour. Stay with us. My my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday worldwide broadcast. Dr. Christopher Busby is going to be joining us via video Skype, dealing with some very serious news in scientific studies dealing with increased radiation on the West Coast. This is concrete stuff. Dr. Busby has been very conservative. He's a nuclear physicist, chemical physicist, and also an advisor to the European Union and British Parliament on low-level radiation and its aggregate effects. He's got major breaking news joining us coming up in the third hour today concerning 2 years after Fukushima, what's happening to the West Coast. Remember, those prevailing winds and the currents all come in northern Mexico, up the West Coast of the United States, the southern West Coast, up into the northern West Coast, into Canada, and then all the way up into Alaska. And humans are designed to really take a lot and to put up with a lot. Look at how we hurt ourselves with alcohol, cigarettes, the things we do to our body with fast food. I mean, humans tend to not really worry about themselves. We tend to worry about our children, but not our not ourselves. Look at the cell phone radiation, the microwave radiation, on record in so many studies. It dizzies the mind, literally in the thousands, going back 30 years, that cell phone radiation causes brain tumors. I mean, it's a fact, but we still use them because they're so convenient. Killing ourselves to live, I think, is the best way to put it. And I've talked to a high-level member of the establishment off record on a jet ride once in first class on American Airlines. And he just said point blank, he said, look, we use people's capacity to adapt against them. Whatever we do, the public will go along with it because they will adapt to it. Do you understand that? And I went, oh, I see. All adaption isn't good. Like when the military says we're going to put you under pressure to make you adapt to be stronger, that's good adaptation by an individual, adapting and overcoming. But they actually get it to where we get accustomed to living under something tyrannical or something poisonous. It just becomes the new cultural norm. And he's like, now you've got it. And so I said, so you're just openly preying on people. And he said, no. We have found that the public are basically rat-like, and this is how they want to be treated, and that you're never going to change them or build them up. They want to be in squalor, so if that's what they want, they'll get it. And we're going to have corporate management over the entire culture and government because we know how to do it better than government. And I said, well, wait a minute. I'm all for free market and stuff, but big corporations just become government, and then there's no checks and balances, and then it's even more abusive, and then you guys consolidate all the wealth for yourselves. They actually got angry at that point. That's what I found with Rothkopp, the head of the Kissinger Group at the time when I had him on and off air. And that's what I found with this other guy who was even more high level than Rothkopp, is that they literally, they're very charming, they're very smart, they're very devilish. They will sit there and they will try to sell you on how you don't get it and how you could be one of them and how the mere fact that you're aware of all this stuff means you're a potential elitist. And that's how they get everybody to sell out. I can't tell you how many prominent people with top test scores or who are actors, even mid-level, or who are top academics. You all get approached. They all get approached and basically told, you could be senator, you could be president. And that doesn't really mean you could be senator, you could be president. That's literally just what they say to everybody. What it means is you can be a functionary, high level, in the power structure. And this has happened to thousands of people, tens of thousands of people have been approached basically just to see if you'll get in line. I mean, I remember the Democratic Party when I was criticizing Bill Clinton off record. I was at the Capitol, the state Capitol, and I was given the card by a high-powered person in government. And they said, give me your number. And I had a card at the time. He goes, I'm going to have somebody call you about some news, and then pat me on the shoulder. And then I got this phone call. I'm just remembering this, first time it ever happened. I've been on air about a year on Access Television. And I was basically told, stop being a Republican. Come join the Democrats right now. We'll run you for office. We can tell you've got potential. And you know, we're going to take really good care of you. We like you. We want to be your friend. I went on Access TV like two nights later and attacked Bill Clinton again and would show clips of him off C-SPAN with the communist Chinese meeting with him and stuff when that was out and talked about Waco. And the guy literally, when I got home that night, because he had my home number then, I'd called on that and he'd written it down. And, he'd called me. That's right, because I'd given him my number. That was my home number. The point was is that he calls back and goes, how dare you do that? How dare you? You keep doing that. We're not going to work with you. And folks, this was a high-level person that the extremely high-level Democrat had called me. I don't even know why I'm telling these stories. It's just that's how the real world actually works, ladies and gentlemen. And it's very, very frustrating that the radiation levels went up in the milk, in the water, in the surface shrubs and vegetables, The FDA and EPA actually tested them. They both test. They found, was it six times safe levels in the yellowfin tuna and the bluefin tuna caught off San Diego, and suppressed that news for a year. And then they had the FDA just raise the levels of what they say are acceptable, safe radiation. And I at least went and looked at the trade winds and where they come in over Texas, and tried to go get some radiological metering from the University of Texas. And they only found slightly increased in Texas, because most of the winds are going north of Texas from Japan. But boy, I tell you, folks, if you're on the West Coast, I mean, they picked up high levels of radiation in Vermont in the milk after this stuff happened. And yeah, there's the headlines right there. Governments worldwide raise acceptable radiation levels based on politics. Washington blog at Infowars.com. It says, instead of protecting people, governments cover up by raising safe radiation levels based on politics, not science. And then let's scroll down. And then you can see all the links he's got to mainstream news and government announcements and TEPCO and over in Japan where they all admit it. And I always like Washington's blog, because at the bottom he'll show a bibliography where he got all of his sources. And then you can link right through to it in all those reports. But, again, I've got all this breaking huge news, and I'm going to get to it right now. It's just, I want to say this to the establishment, though. You're breathing this radiation, too. You're eating the GMO, even though you try to avoid it. You know your kids aren't avoiding it. You know only the most disciplined people can avoid this stuff. And you're getting blowback from all this. So what it is people that join the establishment imagine that by joining the establishment, they have protected themselves from all of these problems. And that's actually what I found. Oh, that's another thing they always say. Oh, you'll protect your family by joining the establishment, and then you can work from the inside for good by compromising. And really, you don't ever get to affect any change working in the establishment. From the research and the history I've looked at, until things get really bad and folks figure out they're in deep trouble, then things do start to change. Because the worst common denominator within the power structure tends to then be the leader of the pack. And that's what I'm trying to get at here. Now, separately from all of that, here is the top news. U.S. stocks back off psychological hurdles as builder confidence goes flat. Yeah, the economy is going into cardiac arrest. Obamacare, if it doesn't kill the economy, shutting down the power plants will. And then we've got this big story that's super ultra creepy up on Infowars.com. TSA rolls out detention pods at airport terminals. And I actually told you about this about 4 years ago, because it was in major magazines and things. I could just read what DHS was describing and see some of the new test facilities they were building. And it's these tunnels you go through where you just basically get snatched and disappeared for further, quote, screening. So you think, oh, it's going to wave me right through. It says that my background check has been done. I'm safe. But then you just basically then get cordoned off into jail cells if they want. And now they're putting in these jail cells, even after you are trying to leave the airport now. When you've gotten off the plane, you go into these big steel doors that look like something out of a science fiction movie, and then it closes to decide if you're authorized to leave. And then the other door opens, and then they admit that's what it's for. Total prisoner training. And remember, this is for the Al-Qaeda threat that the globalists openly have funded. I mean, go look at who set up Saudi Arabia. British intelligence. Out of a group of Bedouin tribalists. Look at who runs this whole show. It's so frustrating, ladies and gentlemen. Al-Qaeda, the Wahhabists, are 100% made by the British Crown in 1903. The sons and grandsons of the Bedouin leader are now in charge over there, and they've now got nuclear weapons and are threatening to nuke Iran. So that's the type of news we have. And then we've also got actor Lennox responds to claims that he trained Obama. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code LIBERTY to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and we have the third person shot 50 years ago in 1963 in Dallas coming up in the next segment. Let me get to this story right now that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that really is national news. The TSA is prisoner training. They're rolling it on the streets, the highways, the bus terminals. They're federalizing where, quote, infrastructure jobs, you've got to get TSA approval to have that job as a background check. That's expanding even to people that work at national parks, people that work at factories. This is a federal registry where you don't work if they don't want you to. You don't leave the country if the IRS has an investigation open on you. This is what they openly are announcing. It's for capital controls and to not let you get out of the country or get money out of the country. The TSA's announced this is their plans. Now when you leave the airport or go into different areas, doors close that are only one way. And notice the local news introduces this perfectly. Like, what is it? It looks fun. Oh, people like it. You go in, it locks, and then when it's ready, it authorizes for you to leave. And that's what putting you in the glass box was about first, getting you ready. Go to that area, which is a glass box around you. It's a cage. It's the cone of shame. It's, you know, directly from the movie Up. Squirrel, squirrel. You got to see it, know what I'm talking about. It is the dunce hat in the corner. This is all admitted. This is so social engineering. This is total control. And this is TSA prisoner training. The TSA has bought over 100, as of 2 years ago, mobile 18-wheeler trailers that you walk in one area, it retina scans you, it has a lie detector, quack machine, and then they ask you questions about, do you have recording devices? Are you a terrorist? Which, again, treats you like you're a criminal and psychologically makes you feel like you've done something wrong. This is government teaching us all we're perpetrators. We're bad. When historically, big government's the number one perpetrator. Imagine if you ask one of these TSA people at a concert or a football game, hey, I don't want to be put on a brain scanner. I don't want to be put on a voice print. I don't want to have you also grope me. First you go on, they grope you. Then they set you down. We played these training videos before. This is rolling out. Then they go, oh, further screening and send you to a cage area where then they talk to you over a TV set and then say, we're scanning you for lying. I don't have a recorder. Yes, you do. You have a smartphone. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't you ever lie to me again. Again, this is how they're going to train us for FEMA camps, folks. Is just roll it out slowly where it's normal. Oh, we have a highway checkpoint. DHS bought over 1,000 this year. Mobile highway command bulletproof pillboxes that they have two 18-wheelers come and basically plug in and creates a V with armored shielding and windows on it, where they can, I mean, this is classic military takeover. They're pre-deploying weaponry everywhere. They've had a Marine Corps colonel go public and warn people a few months ago to his city council. I mean, this is happening. For anybody that studied war fighting, folks, we know what this is. The pre-caching, the preparation. Here is the new video where they are promoting all of this.
Yeah. After people get off a plane, the new airport exits are getting some strange looks. Some think they look like a science fiction intergalactic time machine.
I was expecting to get transported somewhere like on Star Trek. I thought, yeah, we finally got
there. Getting transported.
Others were wondering if it was an X-ray chamber or might fill up with dollar bills like on a game show.
Yeah, it was odd. I'm like,
yeah, by the way, it's meant to look like the naked scanner to condition you to accept the other one because it looks just like the scanner.
It's futuristic.
Everybody was refuses, you understand? So you can't even tell.
Syracuse Airport's $60 million renovation.
That is the plan.
To keep the passenger area secure.
Psychologists come up with this.
Passengers leaving enter the portal, wait for one door to close, and then the other one opens. The portal is one way. If anyone tries to get back into the secure area, the door automatically locks.
We need to be vigilant and maintain high security protocol at all times. These portals were designed and approved by TSA, which is important.
Syracuse is one of the first airports in the country to have the new portals. Previously, the exit was monitored by police or security guards. Syracuse's airport commissioner says the new portals should also save money in the long term.
All right, that's enough. You know, Ted Anderson was there. We had dinner about 12 years ago with a very famous psychiatrist in upstate Minnesota at a lodge. He wanted to meet me. He worked with the government in subliminal messaging and television. And he basically described and explained a lot of things to both of us. But the issue is that's what that whole thing is total conditioning for you to be a total prisoner. And they look just like naked body scanners. So whether you like it or not, you must go through them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us on this live Monday worldwide broadcast. Coming up the next hour, we'll open the phones up and get into TSA rolls out detention pods. That's their words at airport terminal exits. Slaves go in, slaves don't go out, where they can now just close you off. And they're coming out with whole tunnels where you go, and then a wall comes in, and then they divert you off into a jail cell, and your family wonders where you went. You know, daddy goes in first. And then you come in, and then where's daddy? You don't worry about it. It's all a very calm way to not freak everyone out at the TSA lines. This is how you turn lines into Nazi, German, Soviet, authoritarian, fascist, communist, oppressive style turnstiles. absolutely incredible. That's why the FEMA admits they want to use the sports stadiums during emergencies for a mass processing of citizens in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that anyone can go read for themselves. Also, Mark Faber fears the end of the capitalistic economic system as we know it. We've got video of that from Zero Hedge. That's up on Infowars.com. The latest on Obamacare as Pelosi seeks to keep Democrats in line amid health care turmoil. And, of course, the big news report, Israel, Saudi Arabia cooperating on possible attack on Iran, nuclear weapons transfers from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia. The purchases have reportedly already been made. Now, we're joined right now by a person who is, well, really a historic figure. James Jim Thomas Tague was a witness to the assassination of U.S. President John F. Kennedy in Dallas 50 years ago this Friday. And he received a wound on his right cheek during the assassination from a ricochet of a bullet intended for Kennedy. Absolutely. There were a lot of bullet holes in the concrete. I think you can still see some of them. He is the only person, in addition to Kennedy and Texas Governor John B. Connally, known to have been wounded by gunfire in Dallas, Dealey Plaza that day. And guess what else, ladies and gentlemen? Daily Caller reports JFK assassination eyewitness won't be at 50th anniversary. That's right. He cannot get a ticket from the controlled public ceremony. 5,000 people are being selectively given them, and anyone who criticizes the official story that only about 9% of people on average in scientific polls agree with, 90% or more, but do not believe the official story, including the Secretary of State. John Kerry doesn't believe it, but that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to be there. And now we've got our reporters actually going up there tomorrow. I'll be there Wednesday night. The barricades are already going up, and we talked to insiders. I've already had one of my crew members up there last week who talked to the hotels, talked to the police off record and others. The word is they're going to push the barricades up to 6-7 blocks back and have checkpoints so they can have the international media there and control this. So Jim Tague joins us right now. Imagine the only other person wounded that day, the third person shot, and the Warren Commission didn't even know about him until later, and then he testified. This is how controlled the FBI whitewash was, and he joins us now, sir. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning.
Well, sir, you've got the floor. Talk about your experience that day, your book, where you break down what really happened, and then now this attack on free speech. It looks like the shadow government didn't just kill our president. 50 years later, they're killing our First Amendment.
Well, I my new book, LBJ and the Kennedy Killing, I start from the first to go all the way through. A lot of people, well, let me back up. People's 15 years old then or 65 now. So a lot of information that was not known I put into a book, 101 stories in 101 chapters. Now, let me go back to that day. I was there by accident. I just got stopped in traffic. Wasn't planning on seeing Kennedy. And my car was stopped under the triple underpass. Got out, walked 4 or 5 steps to get into the visibility of the Dealey Plaza. No more than done that, and somebody throws a firecracker. Pop. Well, that's what it sounded like, but it was the first shot. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of idiot would be throwing a firecracker with the president driving by? No more than get those thoughts out of my mind, and crack, crack of 2 rifle shots. Something stings me in the face. Well, that catches my attention. There's something going on. Anyway, I'm standing there for a moment, stunned. A man in a suit comes running up to me. Turns out he's a deputy sheriff named Buddy Walters. And he asked me, he says, what's going on down here? I said, I don't know. We stand there for a moment and notice that the motorcycle policeman's talking to a couple of people, what is now known as a grassy knoll. We wait for traffic to clear, which had been released after the motorcade, and get across the street just in time to hear this man sobbing. His head exploded, his beside the sidewalk and kicking the grass with his toe, hard as he could, damn, damn, damn. He looked up at me and he says, "You got blood on your face." And I reached up and palmed my hand, sure enough. And I remember something stinging me during the crack, crack of two rifle shots. Buddy asked me, he says, "Where were you standing?" And I said, "Back over where you ran up to me." And so we wait for traffic to clear again, and before we can get over to the point between Main and Commerce, it's very narrow right there before it goes under the underpass. Buddy's because says, "Look there on the curb." You could see from across the street a bullet mark on the curb. And we stand there, look at it. We both felt of it, tried to line it up. And finally, we go back across the street where people start to gather and comparing notes what just happened. I'm asked to stick around. They want to get a statement from me. Well, about 20 minutes after the shooting, I suddenly remember my car still sitting out in the street. So I go jump in it to move it, get it out of the way, and repark, and I couldn't. Crowds of people had come on Dealey Plaza, and it was a traffic jam. So I drove on down to the police station, told the desk sergeant where I was there. He sent me up to homicide, and I sat in homicide for perhaps 30 minutes until a sergeant walks, or detective named Gus Rose walks in. And the detective takes out a yellow pad and takes briefly the notes. It was very simple. I just got stopped in traffic and something that stung me on the cheek, blah, blah, blah. And as we're about to end up, there's a noise there at the door of homicide, and two policemen bring a man in handcuffs behind his back. And Detective Rose says, "What you got there?" And one of the policemen says, "This is the man that killed a policeman over in Oak Cliff a while ago." So anyway, I was excused at that point, went home. But that night, I noticed on TV the man they brought in while I was there was Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, at that point, I sat down that evening for some reason, I don't know why, and pulled out a spiral notebook and wrote down everything I could remember from that day.
Well, I know why. That's common sense. You just saw the president get executed, and you want to keep everything fresh. That's exactly what I would do.
Well, I that's what I did. Still got it today. And anyway, through the years, I collected a lot of notes, this, that, and the other. Put it out of my mind for years. This was something in the past, and did not allow it to interfere with my family or my career. But my wife kept a lot of notes and did it in the books. And in 1988, I'm on a plane going to New York and get talking to the lady next to me. It turns out she's Madeline Brown, Lyndon Johnson's mistress for 21 years. The tale she told me was almost unbelievable. I absorbed it, put it in the back of my mind, but did not let it get to me.
And by the way, I knew her and interviewed her in person many times, and she even had a son with LBJ.
Stephen.
Absolutely. And I had family that lived in Austin at the time, and I mean, pretty much everybody then, it was such a small town, knew about LBJ and the things he was up to. But it's on record that that really was his mistress.
That's correct. That's correct. But anyway, she had a long tale to tell, which I'm sure you've heard. You probably heard what she had to say.
No, but recap it for folks.
Well, you know, that about him getting drunk and telling her the planning and things that they did.
We can't say it on air because it's profane, but, you know, that son of a you-know-what will never embarrass me again after tomorrow.
Well, that's correct. Well, that was that goes back to the meeting the night before the assassination at the Clint Murchison house.
And, of course, Tricky Dicky was also in town for a soda pop convention.
Well, that's what the record says. J. Edgar Hoover and Nixon and a bunch of people were there, and supposedly a party for Hoover. And after the party was over, and actually in the morning hours, I think about 12:30 in the morning, Lyndon Johnson comes walking in to the party. It breaks up, and they have a secret meeting. And the people we just mentioned go into this meeting, and the meeting was really the planning, covering up the assassination. When the meeting's over, Lyndon Johnson comes walking over to Madeline, who'd been waiting in the living room. And as you said, we can't say it on TV, but it said those whatchamacallits, Kennedys won't be making fun of me anymore or something to that effect. And but anyway, I at that time did not absorb. I had a busy life going on at the time. But then I start meeting other people that are insiders to Johnson. And one by one, they tell me the same exact story. Lyndon Johnson was behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Listen, his lawyer, as you know, has now gone public and talked about all his hitmen in Austin and the rest of it. It was well known. LBJ would just swagger around bragging about it, drunk half the time. He owns half the town still, his family does. I'm even on a local radio station he used to own, KLBJ 590, and he just basically did whatever he wanted to. And I even know folks, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that this is an open secret in Texas. They had signs up everywhere saying, you know, go after him for treason and all the rest of it. And then they act like we're weird for saying this. But I want to talk about the First Amendment, and we'll also get into your book, sir, which everybody obviously should read to get a real, you know, insider breakdown on what happened, because I've read your book, and it's very historical from my deep research, and is an excellent read. But expanding on this, if you just joined us, James Tagg, the only other person shot other than JFK and Governor Connally 50 years ago this Friday in 1963 on November 22nd. What do you make? Because it's in the Dallas newspapers, the fact that you've said you want to go, but no, a man who was there, a man who saw the president's head blown off from, I don't know, 15, 20 yards, whatever it was, and then was wounded by a bullet fragment in the face, you don't get to go. And then the mayor says openly, well, we don't, you know, want this to be unseemly with any conspiracy theorist. We want this to be classy. Yes, very classy to have the political progeny of the establishment who killed JFK to bring in a military-industrial complex coup d'etat. So that they don't have to hear the 90% of the American people that don't buy their bull. What is your take on that, and what do you think of the fact that you and others that don't buy the official story are being barred from this Tiananmen Square, you know, style communist parade?
Well, it's been 6-7 weeks ago. I was in a photo session with the mayor was present, and Mike Rollins, and I asked him about the way they're handling this 50th anniversary deal, and he made it very clear that this was not about Kennedy being assassinated. This was about his life. They're going to celebrate his life. And I says, well, what about all those barricades and all that stuff? I've never known any problems there? If anybody went to Dealey Plaza, never heard of a problem in 50 years, why all this military-like thing? And he just shrugged his shoulders and walked off.
Well, that's right. They spin it like we're going to have, he's in the Dallas Morning News, a dignified thing to remember his life. Well, then why are they having it where he died? Why are they having all of the people that push the official story coming there to be inside the perimeter to so the media can have a controlled event? You know, we've demonstrated about the cover-up of the truth of 9/11. So they started pushing it back until they push you back 10 blocks so they could have a controlled media event. That's what this is.
Well, I'm surprised. I did get invited to the museum on Wednesday evening for a special deal, so I wasn't completely left out of it, but as far as being there for the 50th anniversary, no, I'm not invited.
No, no, know, I was about to say, because of lawsuit threats, they're allowing people that weren't given tickets, who are obviously part of it and were witnesses and victims. There was only three victims. Well, the American Republic was a victim, but you were actually shot by a fragment, a ricochet piece. But that's what they're doing now, is they're going to allow some of the groups that threaten to sue, they'll be able to be brought over for 5 minutes in their little cordoned area. Look, I'm going to be there, sir, and I hope thousands of my listeners show up to protest the attack on the First Amendment. Because, I mean, they turned Tiananmen Square into a non-free speech zone. We don't want them to turn Dallas into one.
Well, now, on the, to back up a little bit, on the 40th anniversary, they had Dealey Plaza blocked off, all three streets, and I was the guest speaker for the exact moment of the 40th anniversary. They had NBC, ABC, and CBS, and all the other TV cameras there, and I was proud of that. And there was no problems whatsoever. There's probably 10,000 people there in Dealey Plaza. But there was no problems. Just as I spoke.
That's right. Well, stay there. I want to hear more about this. A historic figure, James Taig, is on the line with us. Wounded 50 years ago this week in Dallas when the coup d'etat against America was carried out.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer and is revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com, the low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got James Taig on the line with us. And Jim is with us for the six-minute segment, the next five-minute segment. He's going to be gone. And I've been asking some of the questions here. Sir, you know, after you leave, you'll probably remember something that you wanted to say and get out there. I know you're a Texas gentleman. Listen to you talk. You sound and pretty much look like my mother's father, my grandfather. I guess that'd be my maternal grandfather. So you just sound like a classic old-timey Texan. You know, you're a gentleman. You don't like to cause a ruckus. You want to be nice. But, I mean, come on. They are openly saying that they're not going to let anybody in or near that doesn't agree with the official story when major polls show 90% or more. What is your take on the censorship issue? Because people can think whatever they want about JFK. If you research it, it's clear as a nose on my face, it's an inside job, a fraud that killed the patsy. But what is your take on the First Amendment issue and then other points you'd like to make?
Well, first of all, there's still people around that do not want the name of a president sullied. They just don't want it to come out that here was a president that ordered at least 8 or 9 murders we know of, and as people say, as many as 17. We know who the assassin is, Mike Wallace. His fingerprint was on the sixth floor, and it's all there. And I don't know why the pressure from the government is there to not allow the truth to come out. Well, it's coming out, whether they like it or not. And there's three of us writing the same thing almost in different ways. And that's Roger Stone and Barr McClellan. Barr McClellan was the attorney. Johnson being behind the assassination. It's not a big deal to it. You just take it step by step, and there your proof has been laying there for years.
Well, I've been around high-powered Republicans from Texas, and it's a big joke. I mean, it's well known they blew his head off, and then they sit there and just criticize everyone that talks about it and call us conspiracy theorists. You'd have to be really a conspiracy theorist, a fiction writer, to come up with the official story.
Well, there's no fiction to it. It's nonfiction. The story, the truth has been lying there in bits and pieces for years. I'm surprised somebody hadn't put it all together before me. One good example I'd like to make is, and I pointed out in the book, is the escape, the assassin's escape. And it's right, I own a 26-volume set of the Warren Report. And it's right in the Warren Report, Roy Truly's testimony, third time he testifies, he tells how the assassins escaped. And it's right there, and nobody's picked up on it for years.
We're going to go to break. I want you to come back and talk about that. But specifically, what did you make of E. Howard Hunt, the famous CIA coup d'etat commander, doing a deathbed confession that he was part of the operation under LBJ?
I have not put anything into that, and I got a reason for that. I would look at other books and scan them, but I never read other books. I don't think I want my head. I think I knew I was going to write this book someday, and I didn't want it influenced by others.
You just went off with your own research and being part of it.
That's right.
And I guess folks can go to Amazon.com and get your book. Where else can they go?
Barnes & Noble, they can go to my eBay bookstore.
All right, well, folks need to read it. It's a good book. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.